Hi, friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying the Songs of Ascent, Psalms 120 to 134, and this is number 15, Psalm 134, Come, Bless the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the call to bless you. You have blessed us so much. You poured out your blessings on us. Teach us how to reflect them back to you with joy. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 134 is the final song in the series of Songs of Ascent, a hymn of praise. I imagine it this way. The pilgrims on their way to the holy city envision the last day, their last night, ready to leave in the morning. It is a time to offer blessings to God in the temple before returning home. Let me read Psalm 134, 1-3, from the English Standard Version. A song of ascents. Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made heaven and earth. For me, this psalm has special emotional content, since for the past 5 decades I have sung it as a praise chorus and led others in singing it before the Lord. I've lifted my hands before the Lord as I've sung, and while leading on the guitar, I would lift the guitar up as a way of blessing God. My soul loves this psalm, since it expresses for me my love of blessing God. It's a simple psalm. Let's ponder it briefly. Verse 1, Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. It begins with an interjection. Come, behold, is used here in Hebrew to add emphasis to the following word, a command, bless. So the psalmist is saying, don't miss this. Bless Yahweh. Offer praises to the Lord. The subject of this command to bless are servants of Yahweh, in particular, those who were on night duty in the temple, the house of the Lord. For hundreds of years, a cadre of priests and Levites would be assigned to remain in the temple all night, to keep the lampstand lit, and to keep the sacrifices burning, and to guard the gates. Their duties also included audible worship, 1 Chronicles 23:30. And they were to stand every morning thanking and praising the Lord, and likewise at evening. Sometimes we professional Christians, pastors, worship leaders, organists, deacons, etc., need a special exhortation to worship. We go through the motions of our jobs as we've done for years, often without much thought. Trimming the wicks of the 7-branched lampstand and tending the burning sacrifices gets to be routine. And we forget to do the most important thing, to stand before Yahweh and bless him, hands raised, hearts lifted up with our hands. So the exhortation begins with come, or behold, or listen up, you servants who are on duty. Bless the Lord with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and count it a deep privilege to be trusted with the holy things of God. The key word in this short psalm, found once in each of its 3 verses, is bless, praise. The Hebrew word is Barak, which incidentally is the given name of America's 44th president. It is a wonderful name, indeed, if one uses it as a reminder to bless. When one greater blesses a person of lower status, it means to endue with power for success, prosperity, fecundity, longevity, etc. When the lesser blesses the greater, that is, God, the word means to declare God the origin of power for success, prosperity, fertility, that is, to praise God. In this sense, it appears often in the psalm. Our passage uses it both ways, to bless God in verses 1 and 2, and for God to bless his people in verse 3. The idea of blessing has a long and rich tradition in the Old Testament. The blessings of God begin in Genesis 1, where God blesses the animals and then men, saying, Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it, Genesis 1:28. Indeed, blessing is the basis of the Abrahamic covenant, Genesis 12:2-3. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and to him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. The Davidic covenant also, that we discussed on day 13 in Psalm 132, is based on a blessing, a promise to David that his descendants, his dynasty, will sit on the throne forever. When they sin, they will be disciplined, but my steadfast love will not depart from him. 2 Samuel 7:15. The final son of David is Jesus the Messiah, who inherits the blessing of the kingdom of God. When we love God, we reciprocate his blessing and echo it back to him in praise. Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Blessing is often used in the Bible in connection with the hands. Verse 2. Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord. Abraham, Jacob, and Jesus lay on hands to bless children. Both Aaron and Jesus lift up their hands over the people in blessing and benediction, from a Latin word benedictus, which means blessing. Indeed, praying with lifted hands was the common position of prayer for the Israelites, because they were blessing God himself with their hands, hearts, and voices. The early Christians also followed this practice. Paul writes, 1 Timothy 2:8, I desire that in every place men should pray, lifting holy hands, without anger or quarreling. The practice continued on in the early church. One of the characteristic images found in the Christian catacombs in Rome is the orante, a Christian believer lifting hands in prayer and praise. The short psalm concludes with a call for Yahweh's blessing in verse 3. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made heaven and earth. The songs of ascent that began with songs of the pilgrims climbing the hills to celebrate a festival of Yahweh in Jerusalem now call for Yahweh's blessing from Zion, his earthly capital. We're reminded that this is no normal blessing or good wishes. It is the blessing of the one who made heaven and earth. And so we can rejoice at our great fortune. Romans 8:31, if God is for us, who can be against us? I encourage you, my friend, to practice the command of this psalm with your own arms, your own hands. Even if lifting hands in worship isn't your tradition, try it. Like the posture of kneeling, the posture of lifted hands helps your whole body participate in praise to the one who loves you and gave his life that you might have eternal life. You may remember the story of Balaam, the prophet who was hired by Israel's enemies to curse them. But Balaam, at God's command, blesses them instead. His employer is angry when he hears of it and tells Balaam to cancel his blessing on Israel. But Balaam replies, Numbers 23:20, Behold, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot revoke it. No matter what others intend to frustrate us, to hurt us, to destroy us, to discourage us, it is God's blessing that will stand, his word of grace that will win out. When all is said and done, when civilizations have risen and fallen and Christ returns, it is his blessing and his blessing alone that matters. My prayer for you as we conclude this series of devotions on the Songs of Ascent is that you may receive the blessing of Yahweh, maker of heaven and earth, and then reflect that blessing back to him in praise. Lift up your hands to heaven, to God's holy place, and bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Father, thank you for this chance to study the songs of ascent with my brothers and sisters. Teach me to love you more. Teach me how to praise you with my whole heart, not just with my lips. Don't let my reluctance to lift my hands to you reflect a heart that is growing dull towards you, but stir me up in my most holy faith that I might bless you, O lover of my soul. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Our Day 15 Meditation on Psalm 134. What does it mean to you to bless or to praise the Lord? Do you take time in your daily devotions to bless Him, to praise Him? What does it mean to you to receive a blessing from the One who made heaven and earth? Hey friends, it's been good to be with you these days as we've studied the Psalms of Ascent together. God bless you as you serve Him in humility and power of faith and praise. Go out there and give Him. Amen.